Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. All right, welcome back to another Literary Escape podcast episode. We're so excited you joined us, and we are excited because we are starting a new series, the Hidden Bay series by Elizabeth Goddard, and we are going to kick off with book number one, which is Storm Warning. But before we get there, we always like to do a fun question at the beginning. So are you ready, Jessica?
Yeah, ready.
Would you rather have a marriage of convenience plot with zero chemistry at first, or instant attraction with terrible timing and obstacles?
Boy, that's a hard one. Would you get chemistry later, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
Okay.
You go first.
This is kind of hard because I actually like both.
Yeah.
It's not like I would be upset with one or the other. But the marriage of convenience, I really like that because it's like this slow, and there tends to be a lot more like tender moments, and it's just a slow grow into loving each other. That's probably why that Love Comes Softly, you know.
Yes,
is so
I really
popular.
Like those books in the movies.
Yeah. But I also don't mind a plot that it's an instant attraction, but there's just a lot of things getting in the way of it too.
I mean, yeah, I'm kind of like both. I wouldn't say there's one over the other. I mean,
if I had to pick, I'd say let's go with marriage of convenience.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also typically rooted in historical settings, which if those of you that have been with us for pretty much the beginning, or even if you picked up with us a year ago, then you know that we used to only do historical Christian romance. Like, that was because we all really love the America in the 1800s stories, and you got your cowboys and settling the West together. But then we started adding in some suspense, some contemporary suspense, and we've just kind of expanded. I would say we probably generally will just cover the Christian romance genre, don't you think?
Yeah.
So I think my heart will always lean towards that marriage of convenience simply because I like the historical setting.
Yeah.
All right, Jessica, do you want to read the back of Storm Warning for us?
Yes. Haunted by a half-forgotten past, former Army photographer Remy Grant is working at an isolated storm-watching lodge on the rocky Washington coast when she receives a mysterious puzzle piece. The piece may be the catalyst to unlocking a disturbing incident she struggles to remember, the event that sent her into hiding. But with heavy storms rolling in, she must focus on the present, not get caught up in the past. When a mysterious man at the lodge saves her life, more than once, Remy becomes suspicious and confronts him. After a catastrophic
you got it.
Event in his own life, former military pilot Hawk Beckett is trying to get some perspective at the suggestion of his former commanding officer. Faced with the fiercest storm to hit the coast in a decade, Remy and Hawk are forced into survival mode. But they're not alone at the lodge. Someone doesn't want Remy to remember what happened, and they would stop at nothing to see her dead.
Good job. By the way, I have some things marked in there that we'll probably get to. Don't feel bad about getting stuck on a word. I got stuck on the word occupancy yesterday. I wanted to keep saying occupancy or something like that.
And you know you're saying it right, and your brain is like, but your mouth won't work.
It won't come out.
I'm like...
Okay. All right. So this book actually starts out with Joe, who, by the way, is the main character. She's the main character in book two. Mm-hmm. Okay. But it starts with her being attacked, which kind of threw me for a loop for a second. So when I, you know how I said in the last episode, I go in blind. Mm-hmm. I don't read the blurb. I went back and read the blurb because I was like, I didn't think Joe was the main person, but it starts with her. But there's a reason for that. But you go several chapters before we know what's happened to her.
Mm-hmm.
Were you hooked by that? I mean, did that like grab you right away, mm-hmm. and make you keep going? Because you're like, hello, where's Joe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did it?
Yeah.
So I would say Elizabeth did a really good job. Yeah, it's not your main character that's being attacked right off the bat. But man, I was like, hello, have you found Joe yet?
Yeah. I mean, because you want to keep turning the page. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Remy says she always expects the unexpected. Are you the same?
No, I don't think so. No.
A lot of things. You get surprised by a lot of things.
Sometimes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I would say I'm like you, because I'm terrible about expecting the unexpected. But however, Derek, my wonderful husband, always says you should always expect the unexpected.
Yeah.
And be prepared. Now, I will say this. I am someone that likes everything planned out.
Mm-hmm.
So that when unexpected things happen, it doesn't throw me into chaos. It's like, okay, everything else is planned and ready to go. I can take time to put this mm-hmm. fire out, right? Unfortunately, at this time, when we're recording, this is like the end of the school year. These will come out over mm-hmm. the summer, but I'm at a point where I can't keep my plans up with the speed of everything happening and keep the fires out. So I'm like stretched a little thin.
I bet you're ready for the school year to be over, so you're not principal anymore.
I am so ready to go back to one job. I'll be looking forward to that rather than two. But anyways, all right. So Remy struggles to trust anyone. And so when she finally starts to trust Hawk, he then reveals that it is his brother who has been hunting her. So of course, this is going to, that causes a rift between them. If you were her, how would you have reacted? I mean, would you have done the same?
I would have been mad because here's this guy I don't know who all of a sudden is rescuing me, but it's his brother trying to attack me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I wouldn't be happy about that.
Yeah. She has major trust issues. And so, and he knew it. He's like, oh, as soon as I tell her this.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't trust him.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, how do you know he's not working with his brother?
Right. Although he's been helping.
But it could be to throw her off too. But I know what, I know he's helping, but.
You're right. It could be.
How do you completely trust? Yeah.
And man, they go from here to there. Like they're everywhere because Hawk is a pilot. He's a former. Is he a former Army Ranger?
Army Ranger. Yeah.
No. His brother's a former Army
Green
Ranger.
Beret.
Yes.
His brother was a Green Beret. He was in the. Well, he did something with that.
I don't know. He did special ops or something. Yeah. Was his background. So like. He's like, let's just get in this. He had his own helicopter.
Yes.
So they went a lot of places trying to escape and find answers. It was interesting for sure. So with that being said, she struggles with flying and for good reason. So when you read the book, you'll discover mm-hmm. She was shoved out of a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
And then it blew up. And then that is when she lost all her memories, that everybody's hunting her for those memories that mm-hmm. she's lost and blah, blah, blah. So I won't give any more away on that part.
But it is interesting to know when the memories start coming back what it was, because I didn't really expect.
But she struggles, especially in helicopters, which of course is what he's flying around in this whole time, is a helicopter. So at one point, her and Hawk have to get this quick getaway done. And initially, she refuses to get into that helicopter. So at that point, were you just like screaming for her to get in?
I was like, girl, I don't care that you're scared. And I almost was like, Hawk, knock her out, throw her in. Let's go.
Because I was like, if you don't get in, the person's going to show up. Like, you need to go. But I understand because I'm terrified of flying. I've never been in a helicopter. I've been on a plane. I've done a couple plane and no didn't flying like for me. No,
didn't like it.
But yeah, I think he handled the situation really good.
He did. Yeah. He talked her through it, and he felt terrible because he has PTSD too, and so he knew that's where she was at, and he felt absolutely horrible that he was shoving her in and just.
But I knew she had to get forcing in. Her. To, yeah, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you already shared you don't like flying. At this point in my life, I have not flown yet, so I can't give an opinion on it. But I will fly. I think by the time this episode comes out, I will have done at least 2 flights. So we'll see if I like it or not. What did you think about their first kiss on page 281?
Trying to remember it. Can you refresh my memory? Let me see if
I
can.
I bet I tagged it in here. But you notice, like, Elizabeth doesn't... She puts all the romance pretty much at the end. Mm-hmm. There's little things in between to, like, build the chemistry, but... It says, he shook his head, then leaned closer. He was so close, she couldn't move, couldn't breathe. Just kiss me already, is what she was thinking. Then Hawk pressed his lips against hers, gentle and caring, flooding her with tenderness. Without hesitation, she wrapped her hands around his neck and pulled him closer. His arms enveloped her body, holding her tight against his sturdy chest, while his mouth took hers, caressing, exploring, cherishing. Hawk kissed her deeply. He kissed her senseless.
I think it was sweet. You know?
Yeah, because Hawk is just, she describes him like he's a big guy. Big muscle-bound guy.
In one of the books, one of them described him like a lumberjack guy.
Yes, she always calls him lumberjack. Yeah. Don't she? And then he has all these very tender moments where he's taking care of her. But that was like their first kiss. But I would say, we'll get to the ratings on this, but I'd say romance is pretty light. It's a lot of mystery and suspense, but we'll get to those. What did you think about how Elizabeth weaves the setting and weather into the story and like wraps it into the faith element as well? So like, I'm going to give an example. On page 222, she had, I believe Remy was recalling this verse. It says, "The waves roar, O Lord, the waves roar, the waves roar and crash. Above the sound of the surging water and the mighty waves of the sea, the Lord sits enthroned in majesty." That was Psalm 93:3-4. So she's, if you remember right, she's constantly pulling in verses. Remy is remembering these verses about how God's in control of the waves and whatnot. What did you think about that? Because I think she uses the setting very well.
Yes, because... Number one, this place sounds very scary. Like, it can be so dangerous with this. But the waves are always crashing. And it's always storming.
There's turmoil. Our characters are in turmoil. Yeah. They're feeling the turmoil in their emotions. I just think she does such a good job of using this setting to enhance the intensity of the suspense and the mystery and... And a lot of times I'm like, at first I was like, oh, I want to go like visit this area. It's a made up place, but it's in a real area in Washington. And I'm like, oh, I want to go. And then after a while, they're always cold, wet and miserable. And it's raining. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to go.
Yeah. Yeah. I watched a house renovation that lives over, I don't know if they're in Seattle, Oregon. And they're like, it's always misting here. It's always, you always have. And I'm like, ooh, kind of like England.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jerry.
Oh, good old England.
Yeah.
All right. Who were your suspects while you were reading?
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm trying to remember on this one. I should have wrote it down. I'm so sorry. I did. Okay, so Hawk makes you suspicious at first, but then you're like, no, he's the hero. It can't be him, right? The sheriff and the deputy. Honestly, for a moment.
Yeah, they seemed a little fishy there.
I was like, especially when they were like, we're hauling you in, we're going to put you. I was like, oh, I just
and they
I'm
met
not sure
him at the
that.
Hospital. That you know, mm-hmm. you know, you can ride in my car. Yeah.
And the John guy, that Hawk's good friend John, he started getting really like, I'm not so sure about them. And, I feel like there was another person that was in there that I thought, ooh, is it you?
I'm trying to remember.
Oh, Hawk had another friend that he got them another helicopter to use.
Oh, yes.
I can't think of his name. And I thought, ooh, is he going to trap you?
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of people that could be on your suspect list. For sure. Did you have any others that you can remember?
Not that I can remember.
Okay. So, did you enjoy the mystery and suspense of this one?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's so many twists.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, and there is downtime, but there's not a lot of downtime between like, oh, we're back into an intense moment. All right. So let's talk about our ratings for Storm Warning. What is the mystery level?
Latte.
Oh, latte. There is so much mystery and so many twists, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you think, oh, I think I got this figured out. Yeah, yeah. And then, bam, you're like, what?
Yes.
Didn't see that coming. What about the suspense?
Latte.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is definitely a romantic suspense for sure.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of intense scenes. What about the inspiration?
Mocha?
Mm-hmm. I'd say espresso to mocha.
Yeah.
It's there. Okay. It's well woven in, but it's not the
But
forefront.
There's, I think, more in it than normal, like,
mm-hmm.
not in your face, but like the
verses
and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of prayers. There are a lot of prayers sent up because, you know, like when you're in those intense moments, you're just calling out to God because he's the only one that can help you. What about the drama?
Mocha?
I'd probably go mocha on it, too, because I think the drama actually adds to the mystery and the suspense.
Yeah.
And there is quite a bit of that. So what about the romance level?
Espresso.
I would agree. Espresso. It is there, but it is definitely not the main. Like, you could pull the romance out and the story would still stand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you took all the romantic pieces out, I think. I don't know. Others may disagree. I mean, I guess the whole time Remy and Hawk are getting closer.
Yeah.
So I guess, okay, I'm going to just talk to our listeners real quick here. I guess it was really your preference of romance. If you like a lot of the kissing, holding hands, hugging, all of that, a lot of that does not happen until towards the very end and there's not much there.
Right.
So I guess that's probably why we say espresso, right? Okay.
Yeah. It's not a romance book.
It is, but it isn't.
I mean, it's
technically
not,
is.
It is, but like it's not, it's more suspense than romance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree.
There's just a little of the romance in there.
Yeah. What is your overall lasso rating of Storm Warning?
3.
I agree. 3. This one took me longer to get hooked in, but then once you get hooked in, the rest of the book flies by, and so does the rest of the series.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's probably true of most first books because, you know, the author is trying to set up the characters, the settings, and just kind of getting, especially for a series, you're trying to get that cast and that everything
ready to
go.
I always find in the first ones, I like the books, but I always seem to like the ones after better because, like you said, there's just so much information you got to put in that.
And I wonder, too, if it's because you've spent time with these characters, so you're like, you know them a little more in the other books, and you're like, you're starting to find your favorites.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. That brings us to the close of our discussion of Storm Warning, which is the first book in Elizabeth Goddard's Hidden Bay series, and what a fantastic way to kick off this series, to be honest. So full of great stuff. So if you've read Storm Warning, we want to hear from you. Make sure you drop us a comment either on our blog post, which is on our website at literaryescape.com, or our YouTube channel or Facebook or Instagram. You can find us there, and we love every comment, every reaction. or theory that you share, because it just makes our community that much richer when we get to talk back and forth about it. So we generally love hearing from you. And if you're not already a member of the Literary Escape Book Club, let us tell you, this is the perfect time to join for just $7 a month or $70 for the year. You can become part of something really special. So members receive early access to my new novels, and they get a free ebook copy of all my novels. And here's the exciting part. As we hit membership milestones, we're going to expand the benefits that our members have. So at this time of this recording, we are working towards those 25 members so that then we can start doing online book club discussions with the authors of these books. Now, by the time this comes out, we may already be past that and moving on to our 50 member mark. If you want to learn more about those goals and what benefits will be opening up as we hit those milestones, then head over to literaryescape.com and click on our book club link. All right. And you can also sign up there today if you're not part of our book club.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of reading great books, next week we're going to dive into Perilous Tides, which is the second book in the Hidden Bay series. And the story is just getting started. Trust us, you do not want to miss what we have to talk about next week. So until then, happy and blessed reading. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.